From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Lots to talk about today, and we're always happy you tune in. ABQ Connect, maybe more than almost any show we air on KLYT, is a way for us to connect with you in the community and let you know about different organizations that are here. Second half of the show today, we have a local author coming on to cover their new material. And we love this opportunity, which, by the way, a couple of things before I introduce you to our first guest. If you haven't been to our website in a little while, go to klyt.fm. And the page I'm going to bring you to is kind of birthed out of having guests on the show. And that is at the top. You'll find the community tab. Click on organizations. And then you'll see all kinds of organizations that we have had on the air here, including... watch the segue here, Better Together New Mexico. And I was just on the phone with Carla Sontag, in the last 15 or 20 minutes. And a reminder that on their website at bettertogethernewmexico.org, right at the top of the page, you'll see Take Action. If you click on that, right at the top of that page, you'll see they are asking you to consider asking your representative to oppose the Paid Family Medical Leave Act. And if you want to find out more and get all the details, and they actually, in a real easy, a few clicks way, have a way for you to communicate with your legislator. Usually it takes about 2 or 3 minutes if you're like, yes, I want to make sure that they understand I'm on the same page with Better Together New Mexico on this. So go to bettertogethernewmexico.org to find out more and decide whether or not you want to be a part of asking your legislator to vote no on HB 11. Back to the website. Yeah, all the organizations, including Johnny and Friends New Mexico, which, by the way, you'll find on that page. If ever you forget, who was that they had on the air that assists families? And just go to klyt.fm, community, organizations, scroll down through there, and you'll find Johnny and Friends. If you click on it, it'll take you right to their website. So I want to welcome Mary back into studio. Mary, thanks so much. It's nice to see Marcy again last month.
There you go. Great to have her back.
Yeah, she's back in the office and doing well. She shared on the air I forget if she was sharing it on the air or just in studio, but listen, she needs some healing. Mm-hmm. You can continue to pray for her as she's back at work. She's a trooper.
Yes, she is.
Glad that you're here, Mary. We have plenty to talk about. And one of the things we always like to start with is reminding those who've forgotten or introducing Johnny and Friends to those not familiar with the organization.
Yes, so Johnny and Friends was started by Johnny Erickson Tata, who was paralyzed in a diving accident in the Potomac River.
I didn't know it was in the... I always imagined a pool.
There you go.
I learned something today.
There you go. And became paralyzed, a quadriplegic, and of course went through severe depression at first, and then finally found her purpose as her friends would come around the kitchen table and they would have discussions, and it turned into how can we help others, and it became Johnny and Friends. And so from there, all these years, this amazing person has been just sacrificing and dedicating her life to helping others with disabilities. And we do this all over the world. We had a major goal to be in like 23 countries by December of 23. And we were now in 45 countries.
Wow.
Yes.
Yep. Above and beyond.
Yes.
That's great. That's good news. Great to hear that. And of course, our listeners are familiar with her voice in the short feature that we play throughout the day on KLYT. And she is encouraging. I just hear that voice, and I know she's human, And she has good days and bad days like anybody else. But, man, every time you hear her voice, it's really uplifting.
Yes. And to know that she is in pain all the time now. She is now 75 years old, which is incredible in itself to be a quadriplegic and reach 75. And to know that she sees her life as a sacrifice to the Lord and that she is grateful for everything that she's been through so that she may bless others.
Yeah. Well, of course, as Johnny at an early age had a lot of help from family, other people that are dealing with disabilities are helping family members. And Johnny and Friends New Mexico has connected with local churches to provide these regular events, typically once a month, that are all over the city, different churches, respite. And, you know, I used to say respite evenings, but depending on the church, it's a respite event, really.
Correct.
There's a full calendar, which we'll continue to remind you about opportunities to take part in this. The next one I see on the calendar is March 15th at Paragon. In January, it was at Paragon Church. Now, that's Rio Rancho, I think.
That's correct.
On the 15th, that's a daytime event. It's a Saturday from 11 to 2. But for those not familiar with the respite opportunity, if you could explain that a little better.
Sure. And so what happens is Johnny and Friends will come in and train the church staff and their volunteers, and the church takes over. It is their event. And they have sign-ups. You go to registration online. They do background checks. We come in and train the buddies. Mm-hmm. And then for 3 to 4 hours, depending on how long the church sets it up, someone with a member of their family with a disability, any age, will be dropped off and have a buddy and have fun and a meal and games. And the rest of the family, mom and dad, can go on a date night or afternoon or go take care of some business that they need to just to get a break.
Now, I know exactly what you're saying, but for those listening that are unfamiliar with the jargon buddy,
yes,
in this circumstance, let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So people are trained. Volunteers say, you know what, I'd love to help. I'd love to give back. And they come usually the week before the event, and we come in and do training, unless the church has staff who can do that. And we train them how to be a buddy for different disabilities. And when people have signed up and registered to come, they let the church know exactly who's coming and what their needs are. So then they can be taken care of appropriately, and all good. Everybody's safe.
And I have to imagine that, you know, especially after, maybe right from the get-go, the very first time, but there have to have been some really great relationships that have formed as buddies continue to be a part of the respite events. And they may even get connected with the same buddy each month when they're at the event. That has to bless really everyone.
It's a really special and unique gift to be able to match up with somebody and see them, you know, at different months at different churches even. That also can turn into a family retreat buddy.
Yeah.
So family retreat that's coming up this summer, we are looking for volunteers for that, and I'll let you lead that in.
All right, and I will. I do want to remind you one more time, if you're interested in taking advantage of that respite afternoon on March 15th, just do a search for Paragon Church, Rio Rancho. As we continue to announce it, actually, we have the information. Mary, you're so good. Paragon Church is paragonchurch.com/ministries/respite-registration. But they're over, as I mentioned, in Rio Rancho, 103 Rio Rancho Boulevard. We hope you'll, get the information
and you can reach out to Johnny and Friends. This will be on our website soon, but we're also happy to give you that information if you call our office.
Okay. Johnny and Friends New Mexico, the easiest way to find them online is Johnny. You got to spell out Johnny, by the way. J-O-N-I. It's not Joni. It's Johnny. And you got to spell out and. You got to spell. You'll make it. JohnnyAndFriends.org/new-Mexico. If you go to the site there, you can find ways to reach out to them. And a lot of the stuff we're talking about today, you'll find that they do a great job on the website. Go to the website and find out. If you're not finding it, just reach out to the local office for Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Now, the family retreats that are on the way, and actually, you know, Marcy did a real good job last week. Last month she was in here, because I know in the past I've said register, but it's apply.
That's correct.
Because these family retreats and the warrior retreats that we'll talk about in a little bit, they fill up.
They do.
And so it's really important that you get on and do the application. The family retreat, though, that's coming up on the calendar. And if you know, is application already?
It's open.
Already set up.
We have about 28 people already registered, and it is registration's open now, and it's on our website. And the camp dates are June 24th to 28th at the Lone Tree Bible Ranch.
Yeah, and if you've never been down to Lone Tree, down in the Lincoln area of New Mexico. Now, June 24th, now it can be warm in June in New Mexico. There's a little elevation there. You're kind of amongst the pine trees. It's a beautiful setting.
It is beautiful.
I had kids in youth group that were at, and is it Steve that runs the show down there?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's been doing that for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Does a great job. It's a Christian camp. If your family is interested in doing that, June 24th through the 28th, Mary, speak to someone who's listening and saying, there's no way our family can't afford that. We can't make that happen. Ways that they can make it happen.
Sure. There's lots of creative ways. And once they've registered, we will send a list of ideas. People do everything from having a bake sale and washing cars or reaching out to their church to see if they might sponsor them. There are scholarship applications that they can apply for as well.
Yeah.
And so there are myriad of opportunities to be able to help the families.
And can I use an old Chuck Smith saying?
Yes, please.
Right? Where God guides, God provides.
I love it.
and I watched that actually in more than one of my kids. The one that stands out is my daughter when she was a teenager. Wanted to go on missions, and she ended up going to several countries in Africa, but did all the fundraising, you know, just set up these fundraisers and you know, tell the Bible studies and what have you.
And we give a fundraising page where they can send a link out to their family and friends, and they can forward it to others, and they can go
make
right
it
on.
Easy.
Yeah.
And it can happen. You just don't know, you know, how quickly this can happen. So, if that's of interest to you, we do, again, encourage you to get on better earlier than later to apply to be at the camp at Lone Tree in southern New Mexico. Southern-ish. Southern, south of here, right?
And we're mandated to have a certain percentage of new families, spots available for new families.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So,
okay.
So that helps us, you know, share a little.
Someone didn't make it last year. It's a good opportunity to get back in there and try it again this year.
Yes.
Listen, if you just tuned in, we're spending time with Mary from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Mary, can you stay with us?
You bet.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and I mentioned the Warrior Getaway. We're going to talk about that and other things on the way that you'll want to know about and hopefully support and be a part of. We'll let you know after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. We're back on ABQ Connect. Mary's here from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. J-O-N-I, spell out and, A-N-D, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And if you missed our first segment, we covered respite events that are coming up. The next one, March 15th at Paragon Church in Rio Rancho. And we'll continue to let you know about that between now and then, we covered the family retreat that's on the way. That's happening in June. You need to get on the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico to get an application started for that because it fills up. But like Mary mentioned to us in the first segment, they reserve spots for families who have not gone. So if you haven't been to that, you have a great opportunity to be down at Lone Tree Ranch with Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, June 24th through the 28th with your family. Now let's, Mary, by the way, thanks for sticking around with us to cover some more stuff. There's plenty to cover.
Yes.
The Warrior Getaway, and you and I have talked about this before, and dear to my heart, obviously, being raised a military brat, love the vets and their families and appreciate all that they've done and hope to see great things happening with them through Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. But now, although that we, and we had mentioned also in the family camp or the family retreat, if you're thinking, you know, as far as affordability, there's ways to raise money for that. And Johnny and Friends can give you some tools to help you do that. The Warrior Getaway, it's similar in that you need to apply for it, but this is at no cost to the Warriors and their families.
Correct. We raise the funds in order to be able to have them come.
Yeah, who might apply for that?
Anybody who has served in the military, branch of the military. I know one office had someone from law enforcement who had some trauma.
So first responders.
You bet.
Yeah. And that's happening July 1st through the 5th at Lone Tree Ranch. So if they have friends that are going to be at the family retreat, they can, pick their brain about the things that are happening at the retreats. Again, and it's in a beautiful setting.
Beautiful setting and high adventure.
You went last year, yeah?
I did, yeah, and everything's adapted for those with special needs.
And that was your first time in?
I did both.
Yeah, okay. Did you do all the activities?
I did as many as I could.
What was your favorite?
We were also serving. Oh, gosh. I didn't do the zip line yet, but okay. I did the water slide. I did the rifle shooting.
Yeah.
Horseback riding.
Yeah.
It was tremendous. It was very fun.
Well,
and there's a rodeo where they let the animals loose and the kids and adults run out and try to catch them.
Yeah.
it's awesome.
Well, listen, whether it's the Warrior Getaway or the family retreat, do go to the website, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And along with both of those retreats, are opportunities for buddies to be. You need some volunteers.
Yeah, we need many volunteers. Yeah.
Now, how does that work?
They go online also and apply, and we go through and help them get ready. We have some training to help them understand how to be a buddy to somebody with a disability.
Okay.
And it gives this family a little bit of a break at camp where mom or dad, who are 24/7 with this person with a disability, will then have their own groups, and that buddy will hang out with the person with a disability and take them horseback riding and take them to all these different activities.
Yeah, and as far as the buddies, is there is it any age? Any?
It's mature 15 and up.
Okay.
Where they will apply and go through an interview, just like the families will go through an interview process. And then we will do all the training. So they come up the day before and start their training process. All of this, by the way, is faith-based, of course. We have a pastor there and a worship leader.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Which Johnny and Friends has always
been.
Now, here coming up in March, as we walk through the calendar here, it's Disability Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
Now, people can drop off the wheelchairs and what have you, but this, we're calling attention to Disability Awareness Month, and we hope you'll participate.
Yes, please.
But this is something you can do throughout the year.
Absolutely.
And what are you looking for?
We are looking for manual wheelchairs, crutches, walkers, and we're kind of hurting right now for that. Because we had a source that would feed chairs to us all the time, and that has dried up. So if somebody has one sitting in their garage, it's one that's no longer needed, where insurance companies will give a new one every like 5 years.
Right.
We sure could use that because these are collected and sent by truck to Springer Prison, where the inmates have been trained to rehabilitate them like new.
Yeah.
And then we get them on shipping containers and get them to different countries in the world where people do not have accessibility to wheelchairs and the gift of mobility. And it changes lives. It changes not only that child or adult's life, but it changes the whole family and often the whole village. And of course, we bring the Word of God with us. We take Bibles. We, talk about, the gift that they are and the gift that they have in Christ.
Well, and I've brought this up on the show before. I know I have. You get into a village and, I'm going to use the illustration of reaching out to a child. It's one thing to share the love of Christ with that child through the gift and through the Word.
Mm-hmm.
But when the parents and family see that their child is receiving that love, right?
Yes.
It gets their attention, and they're going to start asking, "Why would you do this for my child?"
Right.
There's the open door.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. A whole lot of people that care a whole lot and love and want to serve the Lord. Last year we had a mom who watched as her child was taken care of. Watched the utter joy. Plus, it was her utter joy too, because this was her child. And then mom was witness to, and less than 2 months later, mom died.
Right.
Ugh. And so mom is up there in heaven.
Wow. Right? Yeah. I love these testimonies. It can start with a new or gently used chair or other product, crutches you mentioned.
Yes. Walkers.
Walkers.
Parts, lots of extra spare parts. Those are needed.
Okay. So even if you're going through cleaning out and you go, that's just an extension or,
footrest.
Bring it because if they can put it to use, they will put it to use. Now what's the physical location for them to bring those to?
They can bring it to our office, which is 7007 Wyoming Boulevard Northeast, Suite B4. In Albuquerque, or to one of the drop-off locations that people might see around town, which are at Paragon Church and Grace Church and Trinity at the Marketplace.
Yeah. All right. And which, by the way, are most of the churches, if not all, New Covenant. Now, can you drop them off at New Covenant?
I'm not sure if there is a site
but
there.
But they are a respite site throughout the year.
Absolutely.
But I did want to kind of give a shout-out, since you had mentioned those other churches, and on Johnny and Friends .org/new-mexico, can they find the drop-off locations there?
We will add those.
Okay. And if you're not finding if any of the stuff we're talking about, if you go to the website and you're not finding it, contact the local office and they'll make sure you get the information that you need. Okay. So that's one way that you can help out. Another way, and we'll get down to the donations and what have you, is participating in events like the Johnny and Friends New Mexico Golf Classic. It's going to be on a Thursday.
Yes.
So if you can manage it, swing it, take some PTO and take a day off from work, or maybe you're retired and maybe you're a regular golfer, get out. This one's going to be at Sandia Golf Club, which I haven't been out there since they first opened. And I'll tell you this, when I went out there, I know it's at a resort, but people say, "What's resort golf?" And I go, "Well, yeah, it's at a resort." And then they say, "No, it's resort golf," which means if you hit it anywhere near the grass, it kind of tends to roll to the middle.
That and it's a scramble.
Yeah.
So that's helpful.
Yeah. It's just, you're going to have a lot of fun. But now this is not an application. This is a registry. If you sign up, you're in.
Yes.
While spaces remain. So.
Yes. It's a great cost. It price is very well worth it. Bring a team and come and join us and have a great day.
Now, there's sponsorship opportunity as well. And is this posted on the site yet or will it be?
It will be.
Okay. So watch for the Johnny and Friends New Mexico Golf Classic 2025, Thursday, May 1st. It'll be on the website. But in the meantime, if you need information,
reach out to me.
Yeah, you can reach out to Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Here's the phone number, by the way, 505-595-3981. That's 505-595-3981. There are some underwriting opportunities for the tournament. If you're a single golfer, you got two, you got three, it doesn't matter. They'll figure it out and make a team of four. and get through that scramble. Now, were you part of this last year?
I was. I'm a golfer.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a golfer.
I hear you. When I tell someone, I say, "Hey, I was just out," and they go, "Oh, you're a golfer." I go, "I go." which this is something you can do that if you've never golfed before. Just get out and have fun.
Yes, and we have stroke limits, so that helps keep it
moving.
No,
it does. Yeah, I've appreciated that over the years. Now the deadline there is a deadline. You do need to register by April 17th.
Yes.
So if you haven't done that, by the next time we talk, we'll encourage you to get that done. Okay, now we'll put a bow on it with a conversation about, we talked about, dropping off the wheelchairs. Before I get to other ways you can assist, let's talk about the biblical commission that Johnny and Friends has.
Yes, it is our biblical commission, and it really is for everybody, because this is from the Word of God, and it's Luke 14 mandate, and it is to go out quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, and the lame, and the blind. Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house may be full. And that's a directive from our Lord.
And one of the other things we wanted to make sure to let you know, you may be listening and thinking, I don't have a used wheel or a new wheelchair. I don't have crutches to give. Well, there are ways you can support. We're talking about these families that want to go to camp and maybe are struggling with figuring out financially. You can give towards that.
Yes.
And if you go to the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico, there's a place where you can do that as well. Mary, did I leave anything out?
No, I'll tell you, you can give any amount for any cause, and you can go on there and say for the most critical need.
Yeah.
And be sure to know that we will put that to the most urgent need that we have.
All right. Well, Mary, whether it's you or Paul or Marcy or any of the staff that we're looking forward to having you guys back in next month, updating people on the respite information and the golf tournament and the camp or the retreats. I keep wanting to go. I'm old school camp, but the retreats and so much more. You guys do such a great job. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. So appreciate you.
All right. Stick around. A local author has got a book we want to let you know about. And not only about the book, but the content in it is going to be of great interest to you. Trust me. We'll be back with more after the break on ABQ Connect.